Live.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's the live Saturday show. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what
you can literally bring up anything, personal, political, whatever's on your mind. That's the point behind Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything at 800-259-9231. You can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com and sign up for our updates list. Just go to freetalklive.com, click on updates. It takes you maybe a minute or two to sign up, and then from that point on, we'll send you emails whenever there's something new to announce about the show.
Like, you're in our little club then.
Right, like today I sent out an email announcing that we've got a brand new recruiting flyer that I posted at the on the front page of freetalklive.com.
Recruiting flyer?
Yeah, it's a recruiting flyer not only to recruit new listeners, but also specifically to have them call their local talk stations and get the show on locally. Because it was actually requested, and it's perfect example of how Free Talk Live responds to its listenership. One of our listeners, Eclectic Buddha, in the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com, said that he would like to have a flyer. He'd like to have some sort of a Free Talk Live promotional flyer to hand out to friends or post at college campuses or leave at laundromats, leave in doctor's offices, wherever, car repair places where people wait, you know, places where people are forced to sit and wait for something, you know, leave them around there. And I thought it was a great idea. And we've had a flyer once in the past. One of our listeners, Melissa, put it together. And so we had Johnson put together a flyer, and I put it up on the website. So now everybody who listens to Free Talk Live, you can grab that flyer and print it out and have a blast with it.
See how Free Talk Live responds to the market.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, sign up for the updates at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project in McCall, toll free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's
now,
freestateproject.org.
That's correct. And I guess it's probably been about a year now since we've heard about this story. We're going to give you a little bit of a follow-up on it. About a year ago, we reported on a cannibal, somebody in Germany who had literally found... Apparently, I don't know if he placed a classified ad or found him on the internet.
On the internet, he placed an ad in some S&M forums.
Right. He found somebody who wanted to be eaten. Somebody who thought it was okay.
Slaughtered and eaten.
Slaughtered and eaten. Meaning this...
Alive.
Yeah, this guy was literally, like, cutting off pieces of this man's body and eating them while he was still alive. He got in a little bit of trouble for that. And there's a little bit of a follow-up coming up. We'll get to that. But Brian is on the air, or on the line in Indiana. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mowich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I heard you guys talking about the draft earlier and about how people are going to try to avoid it or whatever.
We hope.
Yeah. Well, I've got a perfect solution. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to tell them I'm gay.
It does seem to be a way out. They're still saying that,
Actually,
this might be a way out of the military.
Yeah, it might be a way out of fighting on the front lines, but it probably will not get you out of what they will be calling national service. Odds are good, Brian, they're not going to bring this back and call it the draft. George Bush is not going to sign legislation that says the draft on the top of it. It's going to say the National Service Act of 2005 or 2006 or whatever. And what that means is, and this is what the leftists have come up with in regards to bringing back the draft. They're calling it national service, and what that means is when you are drafted, you'll be given the choice. You'll get to choose to go to military service, or you can choose to be part of the Department of Homeland Security, or you can choose to be a part of the like the AmeriCorps program, which is paid volunteerism, which is totally asinine. So basically, you would get to choose which branch of the draft you would want to be a part of. So it's sort of a not the draft like it used to be, but still slavery.
Are they going to do that?
So, yeah, if you told them you were gay, they would just say, well, it looks like you can't be in the military, so we're going to force you to be in AmeriCorps, and you can go and pack boxes for the military.
You can plant wildflowers in parks.
They can't force me to do nothing, man.
Well, no. I agree with that.
They can't, but, you know, they're going to try.
They might throw your ass in jail if you say no. Are you willing to go to jail?
No, but, you know, it's just sad that that won't work. I had a slogan and everything.
You got a slogan?
I'm here, I'm queer, let's kill some people.
they will take you if you say you're gay. They're just going to put you into one of their other draft programs.
That's
it's certainly not a good thing, Brian.
I know.
We're not excited about it. Well, what would you do? Like, if next week they did pass this legislation and they started giving everybody numbers and your number came up and you were supposed to report to your nearest draft office, what would you do?
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't go?
I might show up, but I wouldn't. I just show up to tell them I wasn't doing it.
Well, then they'll tell you you have to report for duty on May 17th. That's your day. You need to be there.
If you do show up, don't take one step forward.
Well, you know, they'll do what they have to do, but I'm not gonna go and kill people for somebody else's oil. I'm not doing it.
Well, that's okay, Brian. We'll put you in the AmeriCorps program. You don't have to kill anybody there. We'll just have you making birdhouses.
No, I've got plenty of birdhouses.
Mm-hmm. Slavery, no matter how you do it.
It is slavery, and the right thing to do is to say no. I don't think that, I'm within draftable age. Most of the co-hosts on this show are within draftable age, and I think that we would all basically say no, and if they wanted to throw me into a clink, that's what they'd have to do, because there's no way that I would be a slave. And I don't know if I would necessarily, I don't think I would run to Canada, per se. I think I would fight it out as best as possible here, maybe get a good libertarian lawyer on my side and take it all the way to the Supreme Court. Maybe we could abolish the draft as a result of it. Who knows? But standing up and fighting for what you believe in is the most critical thing you can do, especially in a time when there's a draft around.
Well, I just think it was funny. If everyone started doing that and saying everybody was saying they was gay, I think they'd probably just let gay people into the military at that point. But,
yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, pretty much they can already be there already as long as they don't practice, more or less.
It was a good idea, though, Brian. It was a good thought. Anything else on your mind?
That's it.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. So this German cannibal places an ad. Somebody responds saying, I'll let you eat me. I'll let you kill me and eat me. And so the guy apparently set up a video camera, taped himself doing it. He taped the guy consenting. The guy who came there.
Oh, yeah. He taped the whole thing.
Right. So there's no
doubt. He consented many times during the operation.
Yeah. As he was being killed and eaten, he was okay.
Yes.
Keep killing me.
Chunks of his leg are being cut off.
Oh, yeah. Keep killing me. Keep eating me. I mean, it was a totally consensual situation from all evidence. And they convicted
him. Don't you think it must have been weird, like, at the front door there at first? You know, like, the guy comes up, he rings the doorbell.
Hi, my name's Manwich. I'll be eating you today.
Mr. Miwez answers the door and says, hello? And he says, hi, I'm here for the slaughtering. Oh, well, come in.
Yeah.
Can I get you something to drink?
Yeah.
I mean, it must have been so
it
weird.
Really, yeah, who knows, man.
Well, I guess we should get started.
But they convicted him.
They did.
Of murder, right?
Something like that.
So now what's going on?
Well, let me read the apparently he's going back for a retrial.
Hmm.
In federal court, this is a German federal court, on Friday ordered a retrial for a German who was convicted last year of killing and eating another man, giving prosecutors a chance to secure a tougher sentence. Well, so they do have a chance for a tougher sentence, but of course he has a chance to
get off. Right.
Prosecutors had appealed last year's ruling by a court in the city of Kassel, which sentenced Armin Miwez to 8.5 years in prison for manslaughter. They argued that he should be given a life sentence for murder.
Oh, so the prosecutors appealed it.
It looks that way.
Interesting.
The Federal Court of Justice overturned the original conviction and sent the case to the state court in Frankfurt for retrial. The federal judges rejected another appeal from Miwez's defense lawyers, who argued that the case should be classified as a mercy killing on grounds the victim had consented.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
No, it's sick and twisted.
It is sick and twisted.
But he said yes.
But it's a right to die issue to me.
Yeah, I
agree. The guy's a wacko for, you know, I mean, he's a cannibal. He's
totally.
But whatever.
But he didn't murder anybody.
He didn't kill somebody without their consent.
Nope. I think he should be free man. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. He did it. I mean, if you're going to eat somebody, he did it in the best possible fashion. He invited the guy over and told him what was going on, asked specifically for someone who wanted to be eaten, and then even videotaped it for proof. It's not like he had a gun to his head and he's, you know, forcing him to say, eat me.
Glad I wasn't on that jury and had to see that video.
More Free Talk Live on the way. You take control of the show.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The live Saturday night edition. Anything goes, as it always is during the week. We do this six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, this, the live Saturday show from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Whether it's a political issue or a personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes at 800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives section. Last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You can even sign up for our podcast as well, which is the hip thing to do these days.
That might be the biggest value we offer on the website. What do you think?
Free archives?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest draw, I would say, to the site, although the bulletin board system is a lot of fun, and I'd say it's a close second.
Well,
the Shrine of Female Listeners is a big draw,
more, certainly more pages are viewed on the bulletin board, but I think that the archives, maybe, I don't know. The Shrine of Female Listeners is a big draw, too.
All right. So you take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Let's get to some emails. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. This one is...
I thought we were going to read the rest of the cannibal thing.
Oh, there's more?
There is. And
you're being retried. What about it?
I don't know.
I thought we were done with that.
Did we miss something
critical?
Nothing critical. I just was going to...
The prosecutors are retrying him. The trial hasn't started yet.
Right. And they think that he should be classified... It should be classified as a mercy killing on the grounds the victim had consented. I guess we've gone over it all.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
All right. So, Tracy emails the show in regards to private roads, or as he puts it, free market roads, which I think is a better term. Because private sounds exclusive, and I don't like that. Anyway, he says... Oh, Tracy called in, and he said that apparently they had some sort of, I don't know what, calamity in South Dakota where he lives, and the traffic lights went out in Sioux Falls.
As it did here in the Tampa Bay area after the hurricane went through earlier, last year?
And he made the point that even though the traffic lights were out, there weren't accidents all over the place as a result of it. In fact, he was suggesting that people drove a little more cautiously and a little more carefully because of that.
Well,
and then you said, that's Sioux Falls. It isn't Los Angeles.
Yes, I did say that.
And Tracy says, well, I don't really think it matters. People tend to cooperate when they need to. If the lights all went out in L.A., you can be sure people would start driving slower and a little more wary there, too. Not because they're nice or because they have an inherent sense of justice. Although many people are nice and fair, people cooperate on the roads because they don't want to crash into each other. That's the reason for that. People always say libertarians are utopian, saying it depends on people being good or fair. But libertarian ideals don't depend on that.
No, they don't.
They depend on people basically...
I don't think private roads are necessarily a libertarian ideal, but I don't think that...
Free market roads absolutely are a libertarian ideal because government coercive roads are the antithesis of the free market.
Government roads can be maintained by a user tax on gasoline.
They can be maintained very, very poorly. Let's get on with his email here. He says, libertarian ideals don't depend on that. They depend on people being basically self-interested. And cooperating is typically the simplest and easiest way to get what you want. Manwich is always giving Ian a hard time about private roads. But in the book, The Voluntary City, there's actually a chapter on private roads. Thousands of private toll roads that were constructed were constructed in the 19th century. People paid for these by chipping in money. Now, these contributions to the toll road company took the form of stock purchases, but these companies actually weren't profitable in and of themselves, typically. So why did these companies stay in business? People did it because they wanted to provide a local service that would benefit them as well. People can get into businesses to buy and sell stuff faster and easier if the roads work better. Or advertising. It's in the self-interest of a community to have functioning roads, and a certain amount is probably charity, too. Now, you've admitted, Manwich, that we don't really need a federal Department of Transportation, right?
I think that's true, yeah.
Because the reason why you admitted that is because the states have a self-interest in connecting with one another. Georgia has a real self-interest in connecting with Florida, because products are going to need to flow between the two states, and
right.
Same with the other states.
I don't think it's that difficult to connect roads at state lines.
No, I don't think it's that difficult either. But for some reason, someone in federal government decided it was and created the Department of Transportation.
They could.
Typical town meetings in New England back in the 19th century would go something like this. We should have this road. It's good for the country. Now, who's going to contribute? Put up your hand. Part of the problem is that current tax laws make an artificial distinction between profit and non-profit, which makes it difficult to do things that might not be so profitable. Roads are part of this. Even in California, during the gold rush, people used private enterprise to build roads and build their infrastructure. They did not expect it from their local government.
You know what this fails to mention is that I don't think anybody went above 15 miles an hour before 1899 passed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this doesn't really count. You're talking about roads in the sense that horses drawing buggies across them, horses drawing carts.
What's that have to do with the speed of what is government or free market?
It takes a lot more money to build an asphalt you know, nice smooth roads that you can drive your car 90 miles an hour over it.
It could not possibly take that much more money.
It takes a lot more money than it does to make a road that
you're looking
at
it
clearing a path.
You're looking at it from the amounts that governments spend on these roads. And the amounts that governments spend is a lot more money than necessary. You're right about that. It is a lot more money than necessary because it's government.
I think that the things that government does to the roads is necessary. I think that they probably spend more money than they need to, but roads are built by private contractors at, you know, mainly the lowest bid. I don't think you're going to see the price of roads going down very much.
I don't have that particular information in front of me, Manwich, but I have absolutely seen there are a lot of areas of this country where there are no bids for the road building process, where the government just has their favored builder and they hire them every old time that
I'm
they
sure
need a road
done.
I'm
sure that's true, but generally my experience is you know, what I read in the newspaper is that people bid on it and then, you know, the highest bidder wins.
So even that is not a completely government solution to roads, what you're talking about right there. That's a semi
and that's how it's
solution.
Pretty much done here in the U.S.
Well,
government shouldn't be building roads because they're bad at everything they do, but they can administrate the funds for a private enterprise to do it.
But why is it so necessary that government be that organization, Manwich? Why is it that they have to force people at gunpoint to pay for these roads? Why can't you visualize this being free market? You just can't think outside of the government box in this
You know, this
case.
Is one of those wacky-ass libertarian views that only serves to alienate the libertarians from everybody else. All you're doing is causing the listeners out there that are kind of on the fringe to say, that Ian is freaking nuts and stupid to top it all off.
Well,
this
I'm sorry. I'm trying to think outside of the box of government coercion because I have sworn to not support force.
It's not force, man.
It is force.
It's a tax on gasoline. If you're going to drive gas, if you're going to use gasoline, you're going to probably use it by driving on the road. And if you're using the road, you should be paying for it. That is not force. You should leave this issue alone because all it does is it puts. It's a fringe group even inside the libertarian thinkers. Fringe, wacky.
Well, I'm here. We're here to discuss
tinfoil hats.
No. It's not wacky. It's not fringe. It's not tinfoil hats. What's fringe is suggesting that the government can do roads better and therefore handing it over to them. Because what Tracy is saying is, in the past, roads were private. Roads were done voluntarily. It is possible to do. Why can't you open up your mind to this opportunity? We're not talking about fringe, kooky stuff like chemtrails and mind control and all that other garbage. We're talking about a clear, obvious way to have roads taken care of in the free market.
Then why hasn't the free market come up with a solution for these really obtrusive, you know, and inefficient government roads that we have?
Because
why aren't there
are
private roads running
there
right next to government roads?
There are private roads running right next to government roads. This
Please.
Is your show, Free Talk. There are. I've read about them. And more people use the private roads. And they go faster. Free Talk Live. More coming up. Take control.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free. You take control of the show at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Saturday night edition, anything goes. You bring up whether it's a personal issue or a political agenda. All you have to do is dial on in, toll-free 800-259-9231, like Gene in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi there. Gene the Christian Anarchist.
Great. Hey, Gene, how are you?
Is this cell phone connection okay?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds pretty good.
Okay, good. I wanted to hit a few things because I've been podcasting and I can't listen to you live most of the time. I can tonight, but I wanted to touch on a couple things I've been listening to. One is the national debt.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And you mentioned that dollars are indications of debt and nothing's created to pay them back.
Okay.
But there is something created to pay them back. However, it's not enough to pay them back. And that is, if you look at the coinage in the country, all the coins,
mm-hmm.
the coins are not created under debt. So the coins are the only thing available.
Oh, I see.
Basically to pay back the debt. So it would mean they would have to coin a whole lot of coins in order to pay the debt off.
I see.
So that's the only way that I could see.
Now, if coins are made by the United States government and not the Federal Reserve, then...
Yeah, who does make the coins?
Then they're unconstitutional, because they're not made of silver or gold.
That's true. They are unconstitutional.
But wait,
however, they're also not debt.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting clarification. What else, Gene?
Well, some of you guys were mentioning on one show about particular laws that you supported, and I... as an anarchist, as even a Christian anarchist, I have to say I don't support any of the laws. And I can tell you why there is no reason, there's no legitimate law in this country. There's no law that they've passed that has legitimate authority over me.
Okay.
And
why is that, Gene?
It basically goes on to the premise that we believe that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights.
Natural law.
And we believe that everybody has the same rights. In other words, I don't have greater rights than you do. You don't have greater rights than I do.
And the government doesn't have greater rights than you or I.
Because the government is who?
It's created by we the people.
They are created by the people. Now, I cannot endow anybody with a power to do that which I can't do on my own. So if I don't have the power to put you in jail for stealing money from a bank, neither can I endow the government with the power to put somebody in jail for stealing money from a bank.
Well, then the next question, Gene, that a man which would probably ask is, well, what do you do with the man who steals money from the bank?
I would shoot him.
Well, we're giving the government the ability to do that, you know.
Oh, no, but see, that's the problem, is people are giving the government the power that is supposed to be their own power. In other words, if I run a bank, and the guy comes in to steal my money, that's a threat against me.
Right.
I have every legitimate natural law power to defend myself.
Mm-hmm.
But
what about, Gene, would you say that there's times when, you know, you might look at a certain situation, you know, say a man running out of a bank with a bank bag in his hands, looks like it's stuffed full of something, and he's running into the street. And would you say that there's a chance that you could misjudge that situation and shoot that guy dead, and it turns out that he grabbed his first aid kit and was running out across the street to help some woman, and he's stuffed in the first thing?
So absolutely.
I think that there needs to be law enforcement for that sort of thing.
But see, absolutely there's a chance that I could make that mistake. However, right now, the law enforcement people are the ones making that mistake. They're doing that with our blessing.
And we have no recourse against them when they make such mistakes. They just get
a
stern finger wagging and a little bit of time off, paid vacation.
Absolutely none. Now, you'll notice that if you look at the laws of some states, and like I say, I don't acknowledge any law as having any authority over me,
mm-hmm.
but if you look at the laws of some states, such as the laws of the state of Washington, they have right in their constitution, that the state constitution, that no private corporation can have an armed army or an armed armed security force.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
Well, but what is a city and what is a county and what is a state but a corporation?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Gene, let me ask you this. We were just talking about private or free market roads. How do you feel about that one? Because Manwich thinks I'm crazy.
Well, I believe there should be no laws regarding it. If you want to create a road, go create a road.
Well, Manwich thinks that only the government can create roads.
Oh, I don't believe in government. I'm sorry. I think that government is the same as little green men. I don't think they exist.
Interesting.
I hope they don't put you in jail, those little green men.
Well, you know, it's entirely possible that an armed group of men will someday assault me.
Right.
That doesn't mean kidnap you. Yes, and kidnap me and possibly murder me. But
right.
That could happen with or without a government system.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true. Great points, Gene. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231.
I don't even know what to say to that.
It's an interesting mindset.
I've got nothing to say.
It is an interesting mindset. Let me get back to this a little bit more from Tracy's email. I've skipped down past quite a bit of it. And he actually addresses what you're saying. Well, we need to brush this under the rug. There are some of you libertarians who think about the free market could handle roads. And you just need to shut up because you're alienating people. Well, he says, I know that many of us say this is something that should be put on the back burner. And I tend to agree. But I happen to think that the loophole allowing the Fed to build postal roads is one of the first ways that the government squeezed out of its shell. And he goes on to say that government roads have also brought us driver's licenses, which are, of course, de facto ID cards. They've brought us car registration taxes, and in some cases, car inspections, and government surveillance on government roads. How about all those cameras that we have here in the Tampa Bay area and that are popping up all around the nation? Those are all of those infringements on our Fourth Amendment rights are a result of government controlling the roads. And so he goes on to with a little bit more, but I think that's a great point, that allowing government to take care of this critical aspect, I mean, it's critical to be able to transport people and things from point A to point B in this country. Would you agree it's critical?
Yes, I would absolutely agree that's
critical.
So
are you telling me that government should take care of things that are critical?
I'm telling you that I don't think that roads can make it from one place to another without the eminent domain use of the Constitution that they, you know...
I think it's retarded that you just said that. You don't think that people, out of their own best interest, could make roads connect with one another from point A to point B? Give me a break, Manwich.
Point A to point B is how far apart.
You don't believe in the free market. You don't believe in the mechanisms of the free market. You don't believe
in
the people
are going to run point A to point B in Manhattan? You're going to buy up city lots in Manhattan at $10 million, even more, tens of millions of dollars a piece so that you can run a road from here to there?
Look, I don't know how you would...
I'm ignorant.
I don't know how you would do it in Manhattan. That infrastructure is there. I mean, you'd be just talking about connecting. You'd be talking about selling the roads that exist in Manhattan. I mean, to suggest that you need to create extra roads in Manhattan is, I think, a stupid idea.
I'm just telling you that the thing is that in urban areas, you can't buy up city lots with any kind of... you have
in
to
those
tell
urban areas, the roads are there already, Manwich. The roads are there already. So why would you need to buy more
lots? Because there's more people moving to them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So cities need to have the ability to do that.
Well, if there are more people moving there, that means there's going to be a demand for transportation. And you just seem to think the market can't handle that demand. You seem to think that it has to be some sort of central
authority. Let me tell you about Lorraine Naylor.
She lives here in the Tampa Bay area.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, she lives in downtown Sarasota.
Okay.
And she's had her house there for, her mother owned it before her, 60 years.
Right.
She, bank buildings tower above her house.
Right.
She still won't sell.
Good for her. It's her damn private property rights.
I'm just letting you know.
I'm all for it. 800-259-90. The market will work around those obstacles. That's what it does best. It works. Government fails. This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free. You take control at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Take advantage of the live streaming we have there. We've got a broadband stream and a dial-up stream as well. It's all for free at freetalklive.com. We're kind of catching up on a few emails here, and we won't guarantee to read your emails, but you can send them to us at ftl@freetalklive.com, and they might just get on the air. Earlier, a few days ago this week, we read an email from Vladimir, who he made an interesting claim in the email, and we questioned it on the air. We went ahead and read it, but we did question its source. He's now responded with the source for the claim. The claim was that in the United States, that administrative expenses eat up about 15% of the money paid in premiums to private health insurance companies, but only 4% of the budgets of government insurance programs, which consist mostly of Medicare and Medicaid. Now, we asked, well, where did that come from? I mean, how could it possibly be that government programs have less overhead than private industry?
Yeah, what's the trick?
Well, first of all, he did cite. He gave me the link to his citation. It's the New York Times. That's clue number one. And clue number two is it's all according to the World Health Organization. Now, who's in charge of that?
The UN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a bunch of statist authoritarians that are providing the statistics. But even if the statistics are for real, and the remainder of this says the numbers for both public and private insurance are similar in other countries, but according to Paul Krugman, because we rely much more heavily on anyone else than any other countries on private insurance, our total administrative costs are much higher. I would put forth that the reason why they have such high administrative costs compared to the government is because of the government regulations and restrictions on their business. I would suggest that it's because our government creates so many rules and restrictions. Like, for instance, if you're a nun and you want to go buy health insurance, your health insurance has to cover abortions, for instance. I mean, that'd be one example of just the asinine rules that we've got these sort of one-size-fits-all insurance policies that our government mandates that these insurance companies have. And who knows what other rules and regulations they have going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. I mean, you and I have never worked in the healthcare industry, man, which so we couldn't even possibly
have. Or the insurance industry.
And I'm sure while Medicare and Medicaid have paperwork to do and other bureaucratic tasks to do, they saddle private companies in the healthcare business with loads of paperwork. So I'm sure that accounts for some of the statistic as well. So I don't think that, first of all, I don't think the World Health Organization is a reputable source.
I don't think so either.
Nor do I think the New York Times is a reputable source either. Although the New York Times has a little bit more reputation than the World
Health Organization. I think you can spin statistics to say whatever you want
Absolutely.
Them to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one thing's for sure, despite what the statistics say, and even if it is true, it's still not a persuasive argument for socialist health care. The socialist healthcare systems have less overhead. You should support them. That's not persuasive at all to suggest that I should support programs that force people at gunpoint to contribute to them. No thanks.
It's coercion.
I'm all for the free market in healthcare, which would mean that there'd be a lot of competition. In fact, way less regulation than we currently have today. Prices would drop as a result of it. Quality would go up. Service would go up. Service is crap today. My fiance was in the hospital in December, and I mean it's just amazing. You can press the nurse button on the bed, and it's like a half hour before somebody comes to get you. And the only reason somebody will respond is because you continue to press the button and ask them where they are. What are you doing? You know, I understand there's other people to take care of. I understand that, but if it wasn't 50% or more controlled by our government, it'd be a hell of a lot more responsive.
That they wouldn't have spend so much time filling out paperwork.
Yeah, to suggest that the government can do health care better than the free market is totally asinine. But if you think that they can, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free 800-259-9231. You got somewhere you want to go, Manwich?
Yeah, I've got an interesting story here. Brought to us by Richmond, Virginia. This is FARC.com. The modest brick house with its yard full of wilting tulips and rusted old cars isn't a candidate for the pages of Better Homes and Gardens, but on a spring day in 2002, it was just what Natalie Pitts had in mind. She approached the owner, Rufus T. Matthews.
Owner of what? I missed that.
Of this home that is not a candidate for the pages of Better Homes and Gardens.
Okay, sorry.
And asked, what's the price? According to court documents, Matthews said the house, that's Rufus T. Matthews, said that the house was selling for $83,000, but that a deed restriction meant that only whites were eligible to buy it.
Really?
I was hurt and angry, like he slapped me in the face, Pitts, who is black, said in an email. Nearly 3 years later, the Virginia Office of the Attorney General said that it will soon take Matthews to court for the alleged fair housing law violation. It's a bittersweet victory for fair housing proponents who wonder how many other people are turned away by racially restrictive deed covenants.
Wow.
I've never even heard of such a thing.
Yeah, that's a question for me. Where is this, Virginia?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe it's a Virginia thing.
We very rarely encounter anybody who believes that they can be enforced, said Connie Chamberlain, president of the Housing Opportunities Made Equal, but we are aware that there certainly are out there. In milder form, covenants can be used to control things like color homeowners can paint their houses.
Sure.
Or, as a matter of fact, here in Florida, I've noticed many of them that can control the age. of owners. It's
Trailer parks, 55 and up.
55 and older. Mm-hmm. This is
adults only.
Yep. And that means 55 and older.
Right. Seasoned adults.
Right. Old ass adults. But Jim Crow South, they're often used to keep neighbors white.
That's interesting. Now, I'm going to have to say, I'm all for it. We'll come back with the details. 800-259-92. I'm not for racism. We'll clarify coming up. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. 800-259-9231.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Remaining moments of the show here. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Just enough time for you to get your call in at 800-259-9231 if you want to. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We get the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts and hundreds of users interacting. It's all free at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're talking about a story from Virginia where a black woman tried to purchase, she went to inquire about purchasing a home that was for sale. And the guy who was selling it told her, it's $85,000 and you have to be white. Sounds really terrible. Sounds bad. And apparently she reported it and now it's being, what, taken to court or something like that, Manwich?
Well, not really taking the court. They're taking the gentleman to court because racially restricted covenants were ruled illegal by the Supreme Court in 1948.
Well, so it is going to court. Anyway, she went and she complained about it. Now, look, this woman should have done... She should have taken this as a real hint. Oh, there's a deed restriction that actually says you have to be white to live in this neighborhood? Why would I want to live around people like this? I'll move along. Thanks, buddy. Well, and then go find another house.
Well, she took it as a hint that, wow, I could sue somebody here and make some
money. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Yeah, she could sue somebody and get the rights to buy the house or something like that, and then she gets to live next door to a bunch of assholes.
I'm not sure. There's probably punitive damage that she'd probably be looking for at that point. She doesn't want to live in this house. You can be sure of that.
Do you see the point I'm making, though?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, let these jerks live together. Fine. You're not going to be able to stop people from being jerk racists by passing laws against it. Unfortunately. I mean, it'd be nice, but no, it doesn't work that way. Just because you pass a diktat that says, from here on out, no American shall be racist. It doesn't work that way. You have to get people to mingle together. You have to get cohabitation going on.
Right.
People, blacks and whites, having sex and having babies, and then everybody kind of melding and melting together. I know there's some people out there that...
Well, that's sort of what these laws are about. To get people to live together.
But it's the antithesis of what... Okay. Forcing people to live together is just as bad as forcing them to stay apart.
I agree.
Let people set their own deed restrictions. Let them be racial deed restrictions. Let them live together. Let all the white people move, all the white racists move into Alabama together and put up borders around their state and keep all the brown people out. I don't care. It doesn't matter. As long as you let everybody, if you want to have your little white person enclave, go right ahead.
Just don't hurt anybody.
I would not want to live in a place like that.
I feel that the Constitution gives us the freedom to be racist jackasses if we want to be.
At your detriment. That's the key. If you're a racist, you're going to pay the price eventually,
right.
Especially if you're living in a society with people of other races. If you want to run your business like this, where you exclude everybody but white males, for instance, you're going to be cutting out a huge chunk of the population from buying your product.
Right. They cut down the customer base.
In this case, he cut out his buyer base. He could have had that house possibly sold to that lady.
She might have paid even more for it.
Who knows?
W.E.B. Du Bois said that the only way that black people were going to be on the same playing field with whites was by doing in business.
Mm-hmm.
He really said that, you know, more or less that black people have to be able to get into business for themselves and do business. And if this guy doesn't want to do business and treat somebody equal, that's his problem.
Yeah.
It's his problem.
He wants to be
better off left alone.
Absolutely. Just leave people like that be. Let him sit in his crap can house with a total piece of trash house anyway. Let him live in his trashy neighborhood with his trashy white buddies and let him drink all the beer they want to. As long as they don't hurt somebody else, that's the only key issue. More Free Talk Live coming up Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, enjoy the website at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system, the archives, and much, much more. It's Vinny in here with you.
And man,
we'll see you Monday night at 8 Eastern.
If you're tired of...